The Catholic Archdiocese in Boston is undergoing a major downsizing. It'll close 65 parishes by the end of this year in an effort to save money. The financial crisis was brought on in part by the clergy abuse scandal, but it is also due to a shortage of priests and shifting demographics. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
Boston is the nation's fourth largest diocese, and it's dealing with the largest number of parish closings at one time in the history of the American church. Almost one in five parishes will close by the end of this year. More than 70 priests will be reassigned, and thousands of Catholics will be asked to attend new parishes. Archbishop Sean O'Malley made the announcement.
This is not a matter of winners and losers. If we all see ourselves as part of the Catholic family, we will realize that the entire church is the winner if everybody is willing to work together for the common good and to promote the church's mission as we move forward.
60 churches will be sold, including several built in the mid-1800s. In addition, the archdiocese will put up for sale more than 100 church buildings, including parish halls and rectories. The archdiocese says it has not estimated how much money it will earn from these sales, but the proceeds will be used to support the remaining parishes, not pay any clergy abuse settlements. In drawing up the closure list, the archdiocese looked at many factors, including mass attendance and the number of children in religious education classes. To be fair, Archbishop O'Malley says the closure list includes churches in poor areas and wealthy suburbs.
At every step of the process, we took great care not to place the burden of reconfiguration on the backs of the poor.
In distributing the closings, some churches with vibrant congregations and healthy coffers will be closed, and many angry parishioners are asking why. In the parking lot of St. Albert the Great in Weymouth, a suburb south of Boston, parishioners gathered as soon as they heard the news.
I'm devastated, absolutely devastated. My stomach is just in knots, and so I just had to come see everybody and commiserate.
Mary Burns of Weymouth has been a parishioner at St. Albert for 20 years. She says she won't attend another church in the archdiocese.
I'm 55 years old, and I really do not want to be told what church to go to.
Her sentiment is felt by many in the archdiocese. According to St. Albert's pastor, Ron Coyne, the parish has a growing congregation and enough money to cover its expenses. He says the archdiocese isn't addressing the real problems of the church.
One of the reasons they'll tell you they have to close the churches is because nobody's going. Well, why don't they ask why people aren't going? And then if we can deal with those issues, then maybe people will come back to the church. But instead of doing that, they're closing churches.
The lay group, Voice of the Faithful, says the archdiocese owes a full disclosure of financial information to support the number of closures. Ed Wade is with Voice of the Faithful.
Are there really financial health problems with our parishes and our diocese? Without answers, how can we accept the mass closings of parishes? We ask Archbishop Sean to trust us, provide answers.
Archbishop O'Malley says he anticipated the reaction to the closings, but he asks Catholics to lay aside their anger. Parishioners and priests can appeal the closures to the Archbishop and to the Vatican. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.